This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy again. I promised you last week I was going to read this from 2 Samuel about something else about my God here. Starting at verse 3 in 2 Samuel, verse 2, chapter 2, the third verse, I mean. Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired themselves out for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. So that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and he maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken into pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them, and the Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Now, I read that as an example of what God can do. My God took an 80-year-old man and conquered the baddest army in the known world. Back in Moses' day, Jesus took three fish and five little barley loaves, three fish and five biscuits, and fed almost 20,000 people, 5,000 men, and that wasn't to mention the women and children. That's 5,000 men. And he took a boy with a rock and a slingshot and killed the baddest warrior the Philistine army had. He took Gideon, who was a coward, and sent him out to fight an army. And he sent him with 30,000 men. He said that was too many. And at 30,000, he was outnumbered even with 30,000. He set him down to 10. 10 was too many. He took 300 men and conquered an army. And not only that, God made a dry stick bud grow fruit overnight. Of course, now the world don't believe that because they can't do it. The scientists can't figure out how it was done, so they say it didn't happen. But I believe that. And not only that, he took three boys, walked through fire after Nebuchadnezzar had heated up this furnace seven times hot to throw them in there, and the guards that threw them in, they got burned up trying to put them in the fire, and they came out with not even a smell of smoke on them. He locked the lion's jaws when they threw Daniel in the lion's den. All these things happen, and all these things are in this Bible here. And that's why I try to encourage people to read it. Read this Bible, man. This is more exciting than that television show you ever seen. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rocky is nothing compared to this. Compared to what this Bible here is telling us. And I do believe that because of the fact that I've had some miracles in my life. And I'm sure you've had some. You may not even recognize them, but you've had some. But anyway, not only that, he took water and made wine instantly. Instantly, without any fermentation or anything, just took plain water and made wine. And that's why I can say, if you read this Bible and understand what this Bible is saying and believe what this Bible is saying, you can say like me, ain't nobody bad like my God. My God is the baddest God, baddest in the universe. He created the universe and everything in it, including us. So that's why I'm trying to get people to read this Bible and understand this Bible, because I don't think there's any other way. We go to school for years to learn how to make a living. And like I said, I didn't get very much education, but I did learn how to make a living. I learned to make a pretty fair living, too, and with just a limited amount of education. But this life is short. This life is, we're promised 70, 80, maybe 90 years. Back then, people lived 800-900 years, but we've come so far. Science has come so far improving things. Now we only live, we're lucky to live 80 years now. But if I could just get you to learn to read this Bible. It's not just for me, it's for everybody. Everybody can read this Bible, and I love people enough to try to get you to help yourself. It's free for anybody. It don't cost you a dime. You don't have to have no education fund, no college fund, don't have to get no grants or nothing to learn. It's free. And a Bible costs you. You can buy a Bible for $10 or $15. Matter of fact, some places even give them away. But this is the best education that one could get in this life is this Holy Bible. God can do anything. There's nothing impossible for Him. And He promises eternal life. Now, how long is eternity? That's from now on, and there's no end to eternity. So if we can sacrifice our time and effort to learn a trade or something to make a living. I had to go to school for 9 months in California to learn how to do hair. That was very long, but the whole time I was working was a learning experience. And the same thing here, but God promised you a life that never ends. And this is worth much more than the few years that I learned to do what I did for a living. But then the living don't last. But this is, we got from now on to learn to improve on whatever we learn. And this is why I say it's so important to learn and know the Word of God. He promised us everlasting life, life that will never end. You can, and all kind of pleasures and whatever. Of course, I had a little fun in this life, but the fun, you get kind of bored with sometimes, and I did, and it's not exciting anymore as it used to be. But some things, there's always something new for us to learn in eternity. Can you imagine you know, you don't have to worry about light bills and gas bills and car notes. And you don't even have to worry about cars because you can travel at the speed of thought. If you just want to go somewhere, just think about it, and there it's there. You know, that's something to think about. And, you know, just being alive. We try to hang on to this life. We get sick. People get sick, and they want to go to heaven, they say, but they try to hang on to this life as long as they can. They get so they can't even feed themselves, and you still want to hang on to this life, but yet you say you want to go to heaven. But God didn't promise us we was going to heaven. He's going to make this earth. It's this earth. Heaven is going to be on this earth. The kingdom of heaven is going to be established on this earth, like I said before. And if we just would I don't know, God is so merciful. He can make alive, and he'll kill you and then bring you back to life and another life or something. Even in Ezekiel 37, he's in the valley of dry bones. He brought all these people back to life. And only God can do that. Man can't do that. Man can't even make a seed. Can't make a seed that would put a tree in it and make it grow. But yet, we spend all that money for a man to teach us how to do something for temporary existence. And we spend very little time in the Word of God. The Word of God is the only thing that will last. Nothing else lasts. Everything on this earth will pass away. It's temporary. Oh, I don't know. I just get so carried away in this that I don't hardly have words to say to describe what I'm trying to. And I'm not trying to sell you something that I wouldn't buy. It's hard to try to sell something you wouldn't buy. I bought into it myself, and I would advise anybody and everybody to buy into this, because this is the only thing that's really of any value. You put value on things, but these things are going to be burned up, according to 2 Peter 3. And everything that you can see is going to be burned up, and only the Word of God will last forever. And I don't know. I just want